You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends. How we doing today? We're here.
I'm so excited to do this. I needed to get away. Geneva and I were just commiserating on how much our children are driving us nuts.
All right. So we're literally escaping to reality right now. we're talking all things Bravo this week. A few items to
Geneva's
discuss.
Geneva's got the middle part. Have you always had a middle part?
You know, okay.
I look ugly.
Before the TikTok situation, I had recently switched to a middle part because I was just, I tried it one day and I was like, you know what? I don't
it
hate
looks
it.
Good.
And I used to have a side part forever.
Do you dye your hair at all?
I do. Yes. I have gray hair. Like
you dye. You never used to, did you? Or have you always?
Oh, yeah. I've always kind of dyed my hair. Different colors. Oh. Different blends of the same shtick, you know?
Like I want to talk about Drew and her everlasting different looks. What a life.
Terrible. She has a lot of terrible hair. She needs help. Like, remember there was somebody, Mary from Salt Lake City. She said the same shit. Like, I didn't have good hair people and I just got fucked that first
all the
season.
Money in the world.
Right. That's what Drew, right. Drew has hair issues as well.
Like, does Wendy Williams have good hair or no?
Yeah. I would say better than Drew.
Right. Well, just because she has people, I don't know that you do.
Except you sent me that one picture of
bad.
Her recently. Oh,
right. I mean, that's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
I guess she burped and farted on TV. And I was watching her. I knew that she had burped. But then I was listening to somebody and they brought up that she farted, too. I didn't catch it. Mm-hmm. It was a little toot. I shouldn't say that's such an abrasive word. And then Tyler sent me it. And he's like,
oh,
I don't know if he was joking.
And
he goes,
language.
And he goes, this is turning me on. I was like, I think he was serious too.
All right. Before we get into Bravo, we had Rick Fleur from season 2 of Temptation Island join us for our Temptation Island recap, which was such a fun conversation. Check that out.
He's a nice guy.
Oh yeah. We're also dropping this weekend our next Floor Bama Shore recap on Patreon. We drop our least favorite housewives. We're going to be talking Kardashians. We're talking sister or wife
after
the rant.
Doing
Justine was really concerned about the least favorite housewives. So it was a good rant episode. You can check that out on patreon.com/escapedreality podcast. 3 tiers for you to engage in. So feel free.
Yes.
In.
We're going to be releasing a video a week of us.
Yeah.
You can just see us normal podcast
on
you
our
can
dictatorship
see
tier.
Hair.
You can see
my hair nuts.
You know what you need to do?
Yeah, I'm pretty calm.
But you guys don't get to see this, but tamed. Now our dictatorship will. There's about like, I would say once a week where Justine pops
more
in the Zoom and I'm like, holy shit. Like her hair is just like chaotic.
Disheveled.
Oh, and then this is unrelated to
and our guests,
our content. But I watched last night a little bit of this stand up that I think you'll enjoy.
Nate, ooh, tell me.
Bargatze, the Tennessee kid on Netflix. He's pretty funny, like kind of dry humor, but he was talking about being a parent and he has a kid who's in like third grade or something. He's like, the other day, the school calls me. He's like, I pick up the phone. I'm like, hello. And they're like, hi, you know, we're contacting you about your daughter. Do you know what bus number she rides? And he's like, you have two phone numbers. You have a mom and a dad, and you chose to call the dad first. He's like, the only time you call the dad is
give Tyler's phone number.
Yeah, she's like,
I don't.
The only time you call a dad is if there's two dads. And then he goes, he's like, all right, I'll come pick her up.
Then you got to find the right dad out of that.
Yeah. He goes, all right, I'll come pick her up.
I'm watching.
What's the name of her school? It was hilarious.
What's the name of her school?
Like,
my
dads
kids won't
don't
be
know
riding
shit.
A bus. No. My mom put us on the bus when we were 5 years old in the grace of some loser drunk's hand who couldn't really make it in the big leagues. My dad was a city bus driver, so don't take offense to this, everybody. But, you know, it's, I don't know. It makes me too nervous. I'll drop him off. I don't know. How do you feel about letting little Sterling
on the
school bus?
You know, I used to ride a school bus, but I was like,
I was in third grade, probably. Put some chest on my hair. I got spit on.
Chest
I think
on your hair?
I always got
chest?
Scared. I think I spit on somebody or I gave somebody the finger or something. And I was scared. Sounds I was going to get right. called into the principal's office. People biting each other. People getting on the school bus. You're getting yelled at. They're pulling it over.
My neighbor's dog get run over right as we were waiting for the school bus one day. It was like very traumatic. It's terrible.
The dog got ran over by the school bus?
No. We were waiting for the school bus. A car drove by, hit the dog. The dog
Holy
died.
Holy shit.
We had to
really?
Wait for the school bus. Yeah, it was very sad.
I don't want to see a dog get hit and the dog die instantly, or was it convulsing?
Yeah. No, it died. It was dead.
Oh my dead God. Dog. Was it big or little?
Go to school, kids.
I think you need to stay home that day.
Yeah, right? Nowadays, like,
Old Yeller.
Therapy. We were just
all
right.
The owner comes out and shoots it in the head. Holy shit, man.
All right,
and Geneva lives out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I know. Last random item. Shout out to, thank you for everyone writing us reviews. We love you. ATX me, please. Just LOL.
Dirty?
We fucking
I love that.
Love you.
ATX me.
Yeah, which brings us to our first gossip item because they mention it in the review. The video of Brandi Redmond's husband making out with a random in the club.
I guess that's, he's just not a man of Jesus. His wedding vows, he's not a man of Jesus.
Listen.
Fuck you, Brandi.
If anyone ever said to me, you're not my sister in Christ or some shit, I'm getting up and
last
I'm walking
Last time I ever
away.
See somebody.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
Oh, I would say something crazy that I won't say on here. I don't know what it would be, but it would be something nuts.
Here's the thing. If you're going to mock Asian.
Let's roll into Dallas then,
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to mock Asian people and slant your eyes and then you're coming at me and telling me that you're a pure of heart Christian, just a great person who wants to walk with you to heaven and fuck
That's
off.
That's not what Christians do. That's
it's
not
like,
the word
is
of
that
Jesus.
What Christians
That's not
do
the
Christians
word of
do
God.
What you did, Brandi? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, okay. And second of all, if the rumor's fucking true, somebody circled the cheeks on the kid. Looks exactly like his dad. And another thing that really does make you look like it. Okay. Now, maybe they paid off the woman to give up the kid. Who knows who it is? I don't know what woman's giving her kid up. If this is the case, this is the rumor that it's somebody else. They're raising the mistress's baby, which it could be the case. So my theory is,
the mom.
My theory is they bought her off, paid her off, which is, this is a fretch. I said, this is like Desperate Housewives shit. Mm-hmm. But if she did do that, that is the opposite of fucking Christian God shit of lying to the world. And
let's also like all of her behavior.
Everything getting shit faced and acting a fool and being nuts. Yeah, I know a lot of shit's going on in their family. I'm not happy as she got cheated on. That's horrible. Even though she's known. That's why she quit probably. Right.
I think it's a perfect storm for her.
I feel bad that the mother-in-law died.
Oh, it's terrible.
Got hit with the kid in
terrible.
The car. It's terrible. But when you get all high and mighty, you are bound to get shit all over.
Well, and it's also, it's just so ironic because like you're talking about a hairdresser who's pretending to be a shaman. Like, calm down. The devil is not alive and well at work in this shaman. This is some bullshit. This is, you're like watching Miss Cleo on TV. I mean, this guy's full of shit. He literally did highlights. Now he's doing some energy work. So calm down. It's not that. Do I want to do it? No. Did that look terrible to me? Absolutely.
There's not
I would have
one
to be
religion either.
To tolerate
everybody's
that.
God is fucking, it could be the grass. Right. You know, everybody's God is different. Everybody believes differently. Not it, everyone believes that Jesus, you know, everybody has a different religion, Brandy. Fuck you.
Yeah. I think
it's sickening.
This was a terrible episode for her.
And timing wise.
It's
crazy.
Dallas is terrible. I'm sorry. If people love this, something's going. Here's the thing.
Brandy,
the party, but the party, like you're throwing, all of a sudden you're throwing Tiffany this extravagant party. It just came across so.
They don't even know each other.
They don't know each other. They were just talking about how much they thought she was terrible and whatever. And it's like, I don't know. It came across so forced.
Jump in the water when you can't swim. And people are like, well, it's not that deep. Would you throw a baby in there that can't swim?
Right.
Or a baby, I guess the baby can't stand up. It's a bad thing. My kid who's 5 foot, baby. You know, I'm not going to throw him in there if he can't swim, no matter what the height is. I get nervous in the bathtub. Hold on. And mama. Okay. Where do I begin? Tiffany. I really do like Tiffany. I feel bad for her. After episode, how they said her mom and dad pretty much treat her like shit. Mm-hmm. Never had a birthday party. Only got a boiled egg for good luck. Maybe that's why my life has gone to shit. I never got a boiled egg. And then a red envelope with $20 in it. I feel so bad for her. Thank God she has this sweet husband, it seems.
Yeah. I love their house. I think she just came in and is
looks quality.
It's just, it's not working. And I feel bad for her because she's getting put in these terrible situations.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just happy that maybe she got some, maybe she will find some friends out of this. Maybe, I don't know who they would be, but. Maybe the redhead.
You know what I love?
I feel bad for her. What a life. It's been sad life.
Yeah. I loved the scene with Cam and the snake.
Cam
talking to the snake. Like
the showgirl.
That's like when I like
that's
her.
Housewives. Yeah.
Yes. That's the kind of.
And
the
talking
chaos,
to her husband and busting her husband.
Yes. The chaos of like that dinner party at moments was fun to watch. Just them shit faced.
Mama D.
Yeah.
She's a piece of shit, though, too.
She's kind of terrible. And it was weird that she was like sitting above them at that table.
Oh, and she stalked the husband and made him her wife, whatever you ever would say it. She's like, I saw Mr. Simmons, whatever his name is, and I tracked him and I hunted him down and I made him my husband. It's sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's
her and Deandra's relationship.
That's why rich people do have to worry if people are out for your money.
Yeah.
Then he ends up shooting himself in the head. I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Tragedies.
Yeah. Her face is like, doesn't move.
She's
it's
so
wild.
Fucking, she's a bad
wild.
Person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
I was sitting on the curb and I thought I'm going to be rich. She's just.
See, I didn't like her. I barely paid attention to all that. I don't know. I just can't. Something about Dallas is just really
you
hard
hate
for
it.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't blame you. I can understand.
I don't know why. I think I just,
it sucks.
I kind of at moments like Deandra, but I don't like any of them. I think that's my problem. And it's similar to where I'm at with OC. Is it like, I don't, you like Cam. I just, and at moments I like her, but I don't like her enough to care.
I like Deandra. I think the show's dead though. Stephanie's dead behind the eyes. Brandy dead. Poor Tiffany. She's had a horrible, seems like a miserable life. I feel bad for her. She's sweet. The poor thing is scared to death to ask for a day off of work.
Right.
Her husband seems very nice, though.
He does. And her kids seem great. I mean, I think she has some healing to do from her childhood.
Voids. Yeah.
But she's in a really good place, like in terms of if you look at her stature, her family. So like she just needs to get past her past, which she can do. And if she can find some happiness there, she could wake up and be like, wow, look at everything around me.
I'd love to see her. I love the way she thinks, telling her boss, I don't want to be passed up for leadership positions, different things like that. That's a really smart That's something I'm going to use if I ever get a job. Hopefully I never have again. Cam's husband, though. I mean, if Tyler ever tried to pull that shit, I know everything that's going on. I know every fucking thing.
You thought that was real? I thought that was all fake.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. That could be.
I was thinking they were, because the way she was like nodding and smiling.
But I hate him.
When he was talking, like when he was like, you know, and I should have told you. And she's like, like it came across. I don't know. It came across to me like she was.
I could see that. I could see that. Deandra changing her last name. And I just like Cam how she's like, everybody thinks it. And all the girls are like, no, they don't. Then they go to Cam. She's like, well, the whole city says that she changed her name because you get more advantages.
Yeah, I think
the show is not the best.
Deandra's reaction to that said everything, because she seemed real, like she got real pissed about it, which, you know, I think she probably
she's had a shitty life, too,
in a way.
It's sad. Her mom is. She's not a fun mom. I mean, my mom is so nice. Thank God.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? That dynamic. It's like she's like jealous of her or something.
Yes.
It's weird. Yeah.
And why are her and Tiffany so bosom buddies?
Yeah, that's,
they pull her out from behind the curtain like she's a prize.
Yeah, see,
go the
weird.
Fuck home and watch Wheel of Fortune, you old bag.
Yeah, that was weird to me too. I didn't get it.
I'd rather be at home watching Wheel of Fortune. And that party looked pretty stupid. And they walk in. She says, "Oh, Carrie's really pulling out all the stops." It was in a small little backyard with a stupid pink carpet. That's all that does it for you, Cam, is a pink
and
carpet.
Yeah.
And the truck was full of balloons.
It was a very weird place to, like, why not just be at your home? Like, I feel like Carrie's home on the low is, like, amazing.
Yeah, why did they rent it? Maybe they didn't want to deal with having people there.
I don't know.
It seemed like a house, and they're blasting all that music in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
That is what it seemed like.
It was
like.
Bizarre.
Very bizarre. Or anything
Dallas
else on
could
Dallas?
Be done really well, because it's such a different world than the rest we're living in, especially these days, and they have fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Again, ask us to. I could find some fabulous women in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They fucked up by getting Deandra or what's her face? Leanne totally screwed up the entire show.
I think so. It hasn't been the same. All right. You want to talk Atlanta? The wedding?
Okay. Yeah. You go first. It's going to be hard for me to stay.
Did you watch it?
Oh, God, yes.
Well, what do you mean? What's going on?
She's a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. God, 10-10-20, God's sending you signals that you shouldn't be having this fucking wedding. He's not on your side with this one, sweetie. It's raining. Maybe, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. And
I found it.
It looks so humid in that room. I could see the COVID on everyone's shoulders.
When I saw when I saw how many people were stuffed into that tiny room where they had the ceremony, it was like, this isn't even a comfortable pre-COVID. You would walk in there and go, the fuck? This is like,
I'm out of here.
And it's COVID.
It
and we're
hot.
Fucking packed into this room like sardines. And it's for a third marriage. And you're 50, and I understand you want your fairy tale, but sometimes
reschedule.
You gotta fucking pivot and
go.
And if 2020 taught us anything, it's that you gotta be grateful to be alive and keep it moving. And you don't
get married on. Yes, exactly. They learn nothing from it except for me. And 10-10-20, then go get married at the courthouse and then have another wedding. If that freaking date means so much to you.
I found it preposterous. I mean, the vibe at the rehearsal dinner was like, it's just, she's miserable because it's been stressful and everything's gone wrong. Again, a sign. And then just to see
these stupid masks, the shields, maybe they do something. They might help a little bit, but what about all of them? I guess maybe, does it work? You should be wearing a mask with the shield,
I don't want to see. I don't care about seeing someone's mouth. For some reason, people like
they're obsessed with it.
Yeah, these clear shields where it's like fogging up so you can see their mouth. It's like, I don't want to see that. I'd rather see a mask.
Why? Right.
your face.
And the doctors wear a mask. Okay. And then you're watching, I watched Married to Medicine, and you see what these people are going through, how they are sacrificing so much time. And these doctors, their faces are cut open by wearing masks and saving lives. And you're getting married.
I know.
And on Married to Medicine, they have to go through the garage. Tiffany's got a shower before seeing their families. Mm-hmm. They're sacrificing so much. It's so selfish.
It's
disgusting
selfish.
Behavior. If Bravo's not going to film it, take a fucking clue.
Well, also, Bravo's not going to film it, but we're literally having like Bravo level production film of it. So she has a film crew. It's just
they
Bravo
paid that
had
much
to,
money.
Bravo had to distance themselves from it, but they still got the exactly what they needed from the footage.
Yeah, well, somebody said she paid for it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And
isn't
provided
that
sick? It to them.
Why would they?
Sick.
They should have not aired it. They should have said, Cynthia,
that's
we're not
saying.
Airing it.
Yeah. I understand supposedly everyone got COVID tested and whatever.
I get
but
it.
But I find it hard to believe that
did they
there
get
was
it
not
10
a
seconds
single
before?
Case of COVID that came out of that freaking wedding. I just.
Even if it wasn't, it's just the balls to do that shit. Yeah. It's disgusting when people are dying and there's people risking their lives every day and leaving their families. And
you know what it is to me? I think like what bothers me, like I think what you're saying, like the social responsibility of if you're a person like that's why the Kardashians got so much shit for going on that vacation. It's like if you're a person who has the means, cool, but there are millions of people. It's like the collective. Let's do something collectively to be like a united front. And so it's very like
and
bourgeoisie, like I'm up here, you're down here. Like we're going to do it. But there's millions of people in America who haven't seen their family.
That
in
was
a
at
year.
The height of it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know
I haven't
mean?
Met
and
my
they're
nephew.
Literally just because they're trying
good
to be
point,
safe.
Geneva. Good point. Annoying. Good point. And there's people seeing people dying on ventilators. People are dying in the hospital. Yeah. Can't even say goodbye to their families.
Right.
And you need a fucking wedding. I would have let it slide if it was dress. Just immediate family.
Yes.
I would have let it slide.
Even honestly, even if it was like 50 people or under.
Yeah.
But that looked like 200 people.
And everybody just walked in like no big deal.
I know. It's wild.
And she walks in. I don't hate Cynthia, but if somebody invited me to a wedding and I wouldn't be friends with them anymore, I'd be disgusted. I'd say I'm not. I would disappear. I would ghost on your ass. You would never hear from me again because it just shows such poor judgment.
So
selfish. I hate selfish people.
Yeah, it was very selfish. I thought she also just looked ridiculous. Like the whole situation to me was just ridiculous.
I didn't like the dress.
I hated the dress. There is that sheer situation from afar. You always think it's going to work.
Ice skater-ish.
It never works.
No.
I haven't seen it really work on anyone.
Maybe on Kate Middleton. Did she have a dress like that?
But it was like lace. You know, it wasn't like that fully sheer. Like what she was trying to do that. Yeah. She just didn't look good. She looked over the top.
Yeah.
It looked ridiculous.
She
would have
looked good on
the bridesmaids look better.
Or somewhere simple in a slip dress. Yes. Yep. She's gorgeous. She doesn't need anything.
No.
And if her and Mike Hill are so in love, if he's home, he's your home base, you don't need a wedding like that. I understand people want to have weddings, but it just was sickening.
Outside of the wedding bullshit, I think Drew's a housewife.
Oh, I love her.
I think she is good. Her with Toya, that scene with her and Toya, and she just, that's
I was captivated.
That's what I want to see from a housewife. She was like, yeah, I fucking did it. And so what?
Uh-huh. Like, yes. And then smack and then like showing her ass and everything. And oh, you can't add. She's really sharp. Toya's
also,
not that great though. I don't like her that much.
No. Toya's terrible. I also loved that she called Toya out. Right. Like even though Drew fought with Kenya, when Toya started telling Kenya's business with wait for that to blow up, she was like, watch what you say about shit that's not your business. And it's like, yes.
Yes.
Because the second Toya did that, that's sketchy as hell.
Oh, it is. Talking about someone asking for money from like that. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that scene. And I love how Portia's been around for a while. What did she say to she was like, okay, well, now she tells Toya, now, what did you mean about that? Maybe you didn't voice it correctly. Or she's trying to produce. Like, let's keep it going. And I like how. Did Drew and Portia know each other prior? Because they have clicked. I love Portia and Shamia's friendship.
I do too. I think that Drew and her kind of like cut from the same cloth kind of. So they just
They like each other.
Me too. Yeah. I really, I thought
Portia
the scene with Portia.
Pretty,
oh my God. Portia at dinner with Dennis. She looked amazing.
Gosh.
And I thought that scene was phenomenal when she said, if we didn't have a baby, we wouldn't, I wouldn't be with you and you wouldn't be with me and we'd be over each other. I was like,
I thought that.
That's like, true.
Thinking in my head, Tyler, I'd never see you again if I didn't have these kids. Okay. I might have said it. Yeah.
But it was
I can't
so
believe
real.
How wrong I was about him. I really want to bash my head up against a wall. He bothers me.
Yeah, it's sad. She's just so much better than him. Mm-hmm. Like, so much.
What's and wrong with him?
And it's sad to see her, like, you know, it's
she
like
knows
this
it
is kind
too.
Of
she's
broken
done.
A little piece of her, you know, and she mm-hmm. has to get out. That's why, like, I really don't
it's
think she's going to go
baby
back
and
to
then.
Him.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. She's over it. Yeah. She's growing so much, especially with Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. She's become such a woman, and we all yes. have seen her come into her own. It's really
yeah,
remarkable.
Right. Yeah, it is.
It really is something. She's grown more than any housewife, I think.
Yeah.
I love her.
We should rewatch an early season where she, like her first season.
Her with what's his
that
face?
Would be,
what's his name?
Cordell.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we should do that.
Tyler brought up Cordell one time and I just went spouting off. He's probably like, last time I bring his name up.
Oh God. All right.
I love how Wendy Williams gets brought into the situation.
Oh yeah. Wendy.
And, Eva, she's so dumb. She looks good though.
Great though.
When she's so pretty.
Yeah.
A tiny little waist.
When she dresses appropriately,
mm-hmm.
she's gorgeous. Nobody's better, right?
Oh.
But then sometimes she just dresses like an asshole. It's
that's why she was America's Next Top Model. Her
yep.
face is stunningly beautiful.
Stunning.
Piercingly beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Like, great. I couldn't blame Tyler if he had to have sex with her. I understand.
Right.
But Shamia, I like Marlo running around with her tits. What were on her? Was that just a blurring of the nipple or
yes.
was that piercings or tassels?
I think it was just blurred.
No bra. She just...
Yeah,
bing bam boom
out. Hilarious.
And I like them. I don't want to separate the nieces and the aunties. I like them mixed in together. I don't want this whole age separation.
I agree. I think it's a little
people want to get rid of Candy. Well, no, if you get rid of Candy, we wouldn't have had the dungeon.
Absolutely. You got to keep Candy.
You can't
foundation.
Dump Candy to the side.
No,
you can dump Cynthia to the side.
Mm-hmm. 100%. All right.
But
I'd like to discuss Jersey if we can. Teresa, man, she's something special this
she's
season.
She's on fire. She's getting clothes from Phaedra.
I think it's hilarious to watch because it's a little midlife crisis-y, like somebody who's had all this pent up energy for like
mm-hmm.
15 years,
her whole life, because her parents have
yes.
subdued her sexuality. You're
yep.
not supposed to. You are a little girl. You're
yep.
a sweet little Catholic girl.
Yep.
Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can see that scene with them at dinner, which I love to see, like, her with her sisters, with Melissa's mm-hmm. sisters. That, like, gives me hope.
I but, love that. Don't you?
Yes. Joe's reaction. Like, he's still, like, he's dead ass serious when he says we should wait to talk to her about sex till she's in her
20s. So stupid.
But that's the shit that Teresa grew up with. So
mm-hmm.
she probably knew nothing
even
when she
worse.
Married Joe.
Yeah.
You know,
because she never
crazy.
Had a mom that was pushing for
right.
sexual education.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
wild. It's
crazy.
Her talking about pineapples and shit. It's like in front of your brother. That's like
that's some Justine shit. No, they are funny. And I do like the sisters. I like how they accept Teresa. I think it's cute.
Yes. I think to see them kind of get. I just like how I am not
where's,
a Melissa Bulger
fan. Eating during COVID there.
It's
it seems so pre-day. It was like beautiful. It was like great.
Right. To see Melissa Gorga kind of like she's playing
mm-hmm.
well with Teresa, which I like to see. Like I think
yeah.
she's figured out how to maybe give her a slight
her.
Opinion, yes, but also
yeah.
just like ignore her or something.
And Teresa's kind of grown on her. Teresa likes her more, you can tell. She says, oh, you text her.
Yeah,
because
gave her phone. I feel like that wouldn't
have happened. As much as Melissa would try, it's really Teresa driving the bus.
Yes, absolutely.
100%. God, she's such a force.
I mean, her outfits are just, she's coming
maybe
out.
Maybe Brian Moylan was talking about that one when he said, maybe he sees previous more episodes than we do, because with the black
crochet. She was wearing something like that in the last episode.
Yeah, it seemed like
she was.
Yeah, right. But that wasn't black. And when he was saying black, I lost my train of thought that day. But maybe I missed it. You're right. but
yeah, she loves a see-through little wrap.
I love how you're like the pool and you put Larry David like, it's a nice pool, but I mean, yeah.
Is it? It looks like a concrete. Yeah. It looks like a concrete block, like in the ground. Like there's like the color of the concrete was weird to me. Like I feel like
he had a chance to make it something advertising special.
There's no attached jacuzzi. Where's the where's the slide? She has kids.
Yes.
Like a water slide.
Where's
made
he
out
gonna
of
be
rock?
Coming over to bang Teresa in the pool?
Yeah, there's
I
no
know.
Grotto. You know what
You're
I mean?
You're right. You're right. 100%. I mean, she's got like, the space.
It's a pool. No, that's what I'm saying. It didn't to me, it doesn't match the opulence of the house. Yeah. That's her
house.
But
that driveway didn't look like her house.
Oh yeah, the dirt.
When what's her face that's was her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I didn't
know she has that big dirt
and then
driveway.
I was like, wow. Oh, Dolores and David. When she's like, I threw away the keys to your house. I thought that was funny.
Dolores, David, they're so weird together.
I'm done with them. Move on, Dolores. What do you gotta beg this man? What do you gotta beg everybody to love you, Dolores? Grow a fucking pair.
I think Brian had a point. I think it's a thruple relationship.
Are they just using him?
No, I think they're all like it's some weird emotionally codependent trio. I don't know.
How did David become so in deep in it, though?
I don't know.
It's bizarre.
He's like in the family. The kid lives with him.
Her and Frank just, then they roll up together. They belong together. Come on.
I know.
And he's holding her purse and he's like, I'm holding the purse. It's enough. I mean, they just, my heart would be full if they got back together.
Me too. I don't think it'll ever happen, though. I don't get that sense from them.
I don't either. But they belong together.
Yeah.
In the next world, I bet you if there is past lives, Tyler said, I should bring this up on the podcast. When we were driving, I told him the people on the mediums on TikTok say that the generation that you relate to the most is when you are alive. And I said, well, I
when you
think
were alive,
relate, when you were alive in your past lives, if there's past lives.
Okay.
And so when we drive into Escondido, it's like old. It's like, feels like you're in 1950s in Escondido near San Diego, if anybody knows. And I go, I'm glad we didn't move over here because it would make me really depressed. I go, I think I really was born in 1950s and I died on prom night. And then all this stuff. And Tyler's like, oh, my fucking God, you're
fucking
nuts.
Nuts.
And my kids are in the car. I'm just saying all this. My poor children. But
mommy died on prom night.
OK, if you can't write a book, should you have a ghostwriter?
OK, thank you.
If crying to this woman who's going to go laugh at you behind your back.
No, when she was sitting there, like just talking, it's like, so this woman took this word vomit that Margaret just gave you and she's going to write a book.
And like, so where's the tone? Is she
over
just seeing
what?
How psychotic she is? And like, I don't know.
Over Joan Jett, whatever the fuck his name is, John Jansen or whatever, locking you in the cupboard. Shut up. Nobody gives a fuck about your life. How you ripped off a whale and got a freaking, you know, a lawsuit. No one cares. I don't.
I don't. I definitely wouldn't read that.
What has she done that I need to learn about?
I don't know. And
here's
she's
the
not
thing. She should write what not to do. I don't give a fuck that your mom had to survive and do what she had to do to raise you. I don't.
The other thing is that, like, we've been watching now for, and I know I brought this up last week, but it just drives me up the wall. The last 7 seasons, every time she welcomes someone into her home, she goes, we're renovating. It's like, finish a fucking roof.
This, you're not renovating anymore. You live in a dump.
Like, yeah.
You had a party with no ovens that worked.
We've seen this for too long. This
it's
is
over.
Your home. Just don't even say you're renovating. This is where I
That's
live.
That's what the book is. A bunch of bullshit. I think Marge is a nice person. I think if I met her, I would love her. I think she's nice. She seemed genuinely the only person who cared about Jen at the party. Mm-hmm. Her husband was
Agreed.
Ready to just leave her dead on the sidewalk, if you ask
wasted.
My opinion.
Wasted.
He looked over like, ugh, like the stripper you're saying that couldn't get on the stage in New Orleans.
What? Listen,
he didn't want to deal with her.
No, I don't want to deal with that shit either. I never want to deal with that drunk. I've done it so many times.
He's just doing
and
surgeries.
Exhausted.
He's exhausted.
Right. She was fucked up. They should have put her in a room there. I don't know why they even left. Like, she was done. She needed to sleep.
And
putting
I hope
her
he wasn't
in a car.
Drinking.
I felt like he probably was.
Right? I know. I mean, he's pounding shots. I love his face, though. He wants to hang with them. He's great.
I love
They're
him.
Fun. I mean, it's fun to watch, but.
You put her in that car in that state, she's puking so many times. Oh. It's a disaster of a ride home. Put her in a bed.
What a night. I want a sports car like that. I'd always be like, that's bullshit, but waste of money. But it's not. I mean, when she, those the quality of those seats, and she just looked great passed out drunk in that car.
She was hilarious, like as she was like laughing. She's like, "You're the hottest thing ever." Just like laughing hysterically.
It was really cute. She was really cute.
Hammered.
And her laughing hysterically, the drunk laugh.
Oh yeah. And they're like checking on her. I do like what I love about Jersey.
Joes are cute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Similar to New York, is they'll welcome a drunk event. You know, yes, they're okay yeah. with it. There's no
Joe,
shame.
It seemed genuine when Joe's like, it happens to everybody. Because it does. Everybody gets shifty. Especially she's got 5 kids. If anybody saw me at Bruno Mars, I ruined my favorite concert that I thought I would love. I was shit-faced because I never get away from my kids. Anytime I get away from my kids, I have to not be like, Jen, I got to watch that. And because I don't blame her. I mean, I'm sure she gets help, but she seems like a hands-on mom too.
No, the scene with her making dinner, that shit was stressing me out. It's like every kid, she has so many kids and every kid's asking you for something. Yeah. It made me think of you like with 3 kids.
Oh,
like,
God.
Because like Sterling's constantly asking for things, but it's one. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you do it either.
5.
Crazy.
And one of them's going to end up fucked up. But
those are the odds, right?
They are cute. I like her and her sister seem to have a healthy relationship. I love her dad.
Yeah.
Jen and the sister. They seem I like how Jersey's not trying to get Melissa's sisters on.
Actually, probably Teresa doesn't let them.
Yeah. I'm glad they haven't pushed that on us. Right. A whole entire family show.
Yeah.
What about Melissa and her coochie in that bathing suit? I mean, she's got a gorgeous body, but it's just, If I saw my mom come walking out with her, those bathing suits these days, it's like, you might as well just show your vagina.
I know.
These men are so
old.
She's so hot. Yeah. And I guess not even the kid thing, not shaming, because I think it's good for kids to see a sexualized mom or just dressed beautiful. But you can't tell me that little Joe Bonici or whatever is not horned up by seeing Melissa with that.
Right.
I mean, she's too good.
She's 24. I know.
God, she's gorgeous.
She is. She really is. Did you notice what she said to Teresa? Like when Teresa was like, I just want to get my peach kissed. And then like Melissa said something like, I'm just going to have to bend you over and just somebody's going to have to stick it in or something. She said something like that. Like, and Teresa like laughed. I was like, whoa, that's a gnarly comment.
I like how Joe's like, I'm going to fuck you before we go tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
She's shocked that. Did you see how she chopped up a banana and she was eating it with a fork like a real anorexic does?
You know what, though? I chop up bananas for Sterling. For some reason, a piece of a banana tastes different than a bite of a banana.
Oh, I can't do it. It's done.
Because it's smooth on both sides.
It is freaking rotten the second it hits the air to me.
Oh, really?
I have to eat a green banana.
Yeah, no. It's if you eat a banana too ripe, it's disgusting. Oh. And too green, it's disgusting to me.
Oh,
you prefer
not too green, but I like it on the hard side.
Do you like it where you have to like bite? You don't want like an actual bite.
No. I don't want a green banana, right. But I want it on its. I don't
best
want a
day.
Full yellow banana. Yeah, I like it green, like Tyler's dick when he's got gonorrhea. Mm. But sorry, that was a little too raunchy.
That was.
But
nice.
You know, I enjoyed this episode. It was fun. It was over too fast for me.
Oh, we got to talk about the Joe and the sketch ball with the greasy hair conversation.
Oh, okay. What do you think?
I mean,
is it fake? Is it real? What's the sitch?
It felt slightly fake, but it also felt like Joe was kind of bullying him right there into saying that it was like not an actual handshake, but that maybe it was a handshake, but he just didn't come through. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like Joe was saying like, listen, you know, pretty much what I do is like, you know, we talk about it, and then maybe it's a deal, but sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. And
he doesn't have a good track record either.
For him to say it wasn't a deal, even though maybe it was, I don't know.
And scam with Gorga. I mean, it's such a joke.
Right.
And do you think that the house hasn't sold, right? So they still haven't gotten any money. And if someone owed me tens of thousands of dollars, I wouldn't be like, it's a misunderstanding, but I guess they thought that they would get the money from selling the house, but
they
did
sell the house, I think.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I think it sold.
Okay. I had just seen that somebody went to Teresa's house and she didn't tip the DoorDash person. So I didn't think it sold yet.
Oh, Teresa's. Sorry. I thought you were talking about Melissa's house.
Yeah. Teresa's. I don't know, but tens of thousands of dollars and 10 bucks,
no,
but maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
And but maybe they got money and they don't need the tens of thousands of dollars if she's this number one realtor. I don't know.
Seemed a little weird. Summer House. Okay. Kyle is so emotional. It's really surprising, is it not? How much he cares about Hannah or this friendship? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wonder, why do you care so much, Kyle?
I mean,
yeah.
It's sweet. Kyle's being, again, I love Kyle. And I love Kyle this season. I love Kyle and Amanda. We've said this.
Me too.
Hannah, hate Hannah this season.
I she's one of my most hated. I'll never be able to listen to her on any podcast ever again. It seems like every single person Taylor Strucker brings on in real life is a garbage human. It really questions myself for listening to it. I hate her face. I can't stand her.
What she's like when Kyle for like the fourth time is trying to talk to her, she's in that sweatsuit looking like an asshole.
I can't stand her.
She brought up her dad and she's obviously has issues with communication with men because of her father, which is, I understand people have fucked up childhoods. She literally articulated it to Kyle and Kyle was like, oh, that's a lot to link you and my dad, like me and your dad in the same sentence. And then she like loses it. It's like, yeah. What the fuck am
I
watching?
You're really not making women look good here, sister.
She looked crazy.
And I hate how she goes, she uses hot button terms, like younger terms people use these days. You don't know how you talk down to women or something. It's like, Kyle's pretty cool, actually, bitch. You're just a nightmare. Not every woman is easy to get along with.
Well, I mean, essentially what she's saying is like, she will listen. There are situations where people, friends, will get in a heated conversation and raise their voices. And it's like she's acting like anytime a man ever has ever raises their voice ever to her, it's suddenly like she's going to fucking lose it. It's like, what?
Shut up.
It's a like literally you guys were both yelling at each other. And then you're telling Kyle to stop bringing up something you just brought up. And then the next second you're crying and telling him he's like, you look up to him. It's like, what?
It really seems fake. It seems put on. It seems like I think she's just there to up her career. Kyle has, I said, they started a reality show. It took off and he's just there to have fun, but she's there to social climb and use these people.
You know what I think?
She's that's a user.
Great point, because after the episode, I don't know if you caught it, she was on Watch What Happens Live.
I listened to it today.
Oh, okay.
In the podcast.
Well, what was weird, I turned it off. Her boyfriend, fiance, whatever, pops in and like joins her like he was just ready for it. And there's like an eagerness to them publicity that seems forced and like they're trying to be famous.
If you're a comedian, why aren't you making me laugh one time ever? I'm not laughing. Ever. Has she made you laugh ever? I mean, I don't know. I love Paige. Now, Paige makes me laugh with the toilet paper mask.
Oh, loved. You know what? Dedication to the mask. I love also when she was creeping on their conversation, Hannah and Kyle. She's like, you guys, this is not a matching set. I put it together in case you're wondering. I loved that.
She's won me over. I've never loved her more.
No, she's adorable. And I like that she also will call Hannah on her shit.
Yeah, I think she is so cute.
Yeah, she's great.
I can't stand Hannah. She's ruining the show.
Yeah.
And now she's going to bring the stupid fiance in. I don't want it.
No, I don't either. I appreciate
most
of the rest of this cast, though. I really I'm down with.
Oh,
like,
me too.
I think I find Luke comical. And like,
I agree.
He was like out there playing music and like forgot the song and then was like, oh God, I forgot the words of my own song. He's like, what's wrong
I used
with
to,
you
when I lived near Tyler, when we lived in our apartments,
yeah,
before I got knocked up, I'd be hearing him play his stupid guitar and I'd be like, I was so turned off. And I would go walk over there, be like, oh, he's playing that dumb guitar. And I'd turn around and go home. I don't want to be near it. It's a turn off. Thank God. That's why I have three kids. I kept them too busy to play that fucking guitar. It's so annoying.
I know, but I find it hilarious.
Somebody probably thought Eric Clapton was annoying too, and then now look at him. But even though I can't ever listen to Eric Clapton without picturing his kid falling from a high-story building.
I know. I think the same
fucking
thing.
Poor guy.
It's like ruined.
Poor guy. Ears in heaven. Yeah, seriously.
It's a lot of like residual issues. And again, you're talking about Kyle, a man who's crying as he's talking to you. He is an emotional person. He's literally telling you this friendship matters. Like, she was saying some fucked up shit to him.
She's annoying. It seems so fake. And then to be like, tell me what you thought about You're the Man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think
what that was
that? It was weird. And everybody, I bizarre. Love Lindsay. Lindsay was like, fuck that. That's bullshit. Like, I'm calling it right now. Like, it just, yeah, it's weird.
It was weird. It was one of the weirdest moments. It was not, it wasn't, she thinks she's making these iconic reality TV moments when it's this is, she thinks this show is going to elevate her. No one's going to go to your comedy shows. Everybody hates you and not in a lovable way. You're, I can't even watch her or listen to another thing she says for life. I don't like her.
Life. Yeah. No, I don't either.
It's just not fun. It's so fake.
No. Yeah. It's not. I don't want to watch Summer House for these kind of fights. Like, I want to watch Summer House for Kyle Pete in the bed and Amanda's yelling at him again and they're like wasted and it's 3 a.m. you know, or like Carl and Lindsay and
she's like Katie Maloney and she makes me want to be best friends with Katie from Vanderpump Rules. She makes her look happy.
Yeah. And then they're acting like a text from a psychic. You're talking about psychics. They're acting like a text from a psychic is word of God. Like, we got to find out what happened. It's like,
and that's so fake.
A psychic on Instagram? What are we talking about? And we're all taking it for serious? We're going to do investigation? I don't know.
And they should be having sex. I want to see it. There's two people I want to watch bang without the covers on.
And what would be the problem? What's the issue if they did?
Right.
You and her beef all the time, Hannah. She's not your great friend.
And you're getting engaged in 6 months. And her eyes say, I love Luke.
Yes.
If I was her guy.
Oh, I meant to bring this up. The scene with Luke and he's like outside and he's trying to get her to play hockey with him. I'm pretty sure they're dubbing over they're adding shit to some of these scenes to make it seem more dramatic than it is because the voices change. I don't know if anybody's noticed this, but it seems like they're dubbing over things when you can't see them, but it's like the footage from the security cameras. I think they're messing with it a little bit to make it seem more dramatic.
Yeah. So I think you're onto something there.
If you notice that.
It's very bizarre.
I do like Danielle.
I do too. I'm surprised at how much I like her. She's really grown on me.
Me too.
I agree. She's funny when she was like, Jesus Christ, Hannah.
Yep.
I don't care about her in a relationship. They waste my time with that. But she's gorgeous. She looks like that AOC. If they had the same hair, they look like sisters. It's fascinating.
They do look alike. And I also liked actually the scene with Lindsay breaking up with whatever his name is. Sweden.
She don't like him. He's just a person in the map.
Holder or something. Yeah.
Yeah. She's so erratic and emotion reactive like me that there is no way if she cared about him that she would have not let him. She wouldn't have called him after he left. In the way when they were like, oh, he left. She was happy, almost relieved that night on her birthday.
Yep.
She would have been freaking out if she cared, if it was Everett. Even the way she said Everett was so emotional and loving compared. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carl's smoking hot. I love how serious they take it. The quarantining.
Yes.
They even phone him in.
Love it. And I think it's nice to see him. Like he said, like, I used to channel this into alcohol. Now I'm channeling it into work. Like, it's great to see him actually recognize how to be healthy for himself, you know? So shout out to Carl.
Yeah. I love him. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Here. Our girl Carly, their podcast is Bravo. The Bravo Diaries podcast. And she's a friend of ours on the internet. She knows somebody that was behind Sierra Austin and who's the pillow kid?
Craig
on an airplane. Mm-hmm. They were coming home from Winter House. And then word on the street is Austin and Sierra are together.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Now, talk about it. Austin's grown on me, even though people hate him. I still forget he was a cheater, but I kind of like him. I don't know why.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for Austin. I don't know, for all those idiots.
Again, they had an Eric Clapton moment. Kid fell off the fucking canyon and died. I mean, that's some heavy shit to go through.
Oh, yes. Eric Clapton moment. I was like, what? We're full circle here.
Getting dark.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Summer House?
I wrote down, I wish it would have been great. It would have saved Hannah's Bravo career if she would have walked into the pool by mistake or fell into the pool. A real comedian would have fell in the pool after she walked away from Kyle.
That would have been great in that sweatsuit.
And you know, she's known to steal tweets and jokes. She's on the streets as a comedian that steals. So
not good.
And Amanda's so sweet. The way she talks to Kyle, he better not F it up with her. She will be an excellent mother.
Yes.
And wife. The way she says, do you want some hugs? I want some hugs, Amanda. You were a nice person.
She is. She's very nurturing.
She needs to snap and put Hannah in her fucking place. Yeah, that is who could put Hannah in her place, right?
Yeah, she has before. She should again.
Has she? Has she snapped?
Yeah. They got that.
Yeah, I
want to
see her
season.
Really snap.
Yeah.
Do you think Amanda's really nice in her head, or does she have thoughts? She just doesn't say them.
I don't know. Some people, I think,
are
just
some
really
people
nice.
That nice?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What do they do? How was I raised? It's nice. Or I have just more idea thought. She worked in the ICU around, got used to death. And then it's interesting that she can get time off of work. It's like the Bachelor people that just leave their jobs and I'm going to go on reality TV. Yeah. See you later.
Bachelor people are definitely not nurses.
Or people like that just leave their jobs, you know, or back Instagram in the day, not these Bachelor people, but back in the day when people left legitimate jobs.
I don't know. It's weird. She must just get, maybe she's just taking like
get
a
time off
sabbatical or something. She's relaxing though. You got to appreciate it.
She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I like her. She seems like a nice person. And I like seeing her bond with the girls.
Yep.
But
yeah, that's good.
All right. All right. Hope all I didn't offend too many people.
That's always the wish.
I just want to say, I don't want to discount anyone's belief in God. It's just, I believe that everyone's allowed to believe in their God in their own way.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what I mean by that.
Yep. All right, guys. All right. We'll be back before you know it.